Good morning. It's 6:46 on Sunday, September the 6th, 2020. Yeah, September. It is September, even though I said August yesterday and then posted August's podcast. Oh, God. The air quality here is really bad. I mean, really, really. I'm looking up the street. I can see maybe, you know, I'm looking 100 yards up the street. And there's a gray film just in 100 yards. There is a... Right overhead, there's not enough smoke for me to really tell. But there is so much smoke in the air right now. It smells like I'm downwind from a bonfire. The wind, there's a very light breeze that's coming in from the west northwest, and it's blowing warm air. Now, I don't know if it's warm air for the fire or what, but yesterday morning at this time it was 50 something, 56, 58, somewhere in there. Hell, I don't remember what it was yesterday, but it was chilly. I had on my hoodie. This morning it's almost 70. And tomorrow it's supposed to be up in the 90s today. Tomorrow I'm supposed to be again up in the 90s. Tuesday I may not be walking because 31 degrees and snow. I am not kidding. That's the forecast. So 90 something today. 90 something tomorrow. 30 something in snow. Well, 30, I think the last one I saw last night was 31 to 47. A high of 47 degrees. And I suspect the overnight low are going to be really cold. Anybody who hasn't got their tomatoes in needs to get them in. The smoke, the air quality is really dumb this morning. The smoke smells pretty good. It's spicy, it's woody. It's acres of forest in a single inhale. Fire's blossomed in the last couple of days. I noticed it come across my Twitch stream, my timelines. I'm working off a sweat. It's a ashy sweat, but it's a sweat. It's really quiet here this morning. I saw like three other people out this morning. I'm not complaining. I did make my word yesterday. 2,400, almost 2,500 yesterday. So I'm happy with that. I've got a continuity error in Dark Knight Station. I don't know. I don't know what I could do about it. Because the continuity error is between books. There's a disconnect between By Darkness Forged and Dark Knight Station. And I didn't recognize it. I had one of my beta readers for Dark Knight who was currently re-listening to everything and noticed it. So I'm not sure how significant it is. I'm not sure what it all means. I can't really reconcile the two in a way that makes Dark Knight work. Footsteps. It's like I don't see anybody around. Maybe it's somebody in their backyard. It may have been something that sounded like footprints once it got echoed around the neighborhood a while. And so if you're well, the sun looks really red this morning. If you're following me on Twitter, there's a every once in a while, I will respond to, there's a Twitter account called Podcast Movement. And they seem to have this sort of odd view that podcasters are kind of monolithic, that there's really only one there's only one reason to podcast, there's only certain people who do it seriously, that it goes in this kind of box, and that's the only box that really is really podcasting. And of course, you could imagine how I relate to that. In the last, I'm going to say 24, 36 hours, there's been this new account, Recoon, R-E-C-O-O-N, social podcast, trying to get a new, I'm not exactly sure. I think it's an aggregator. I think what it is that they want to be the middleman between a bunch of different podcasters and all the different platforms where podcasts could appear. So Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, whatever the Apple platform is now. Used to be iTunes. I don't know if it's still iTunes. I don't care. And I think what they're trying to do is figure out who are the real podcasters who are really gung-ho on making sure their podcasts are commercially viable. Yeah, like, those are the only podcasts that are of any use to people. And what I suspect is that they're the only podcasts that are going to be of any use to them. Because those will be the people who would be willing to pay money to have somebody get in the middle and handle all the distribution. Which, back in the day, was you know, trying to get put on the various indexes of podcasts was quite a challenge. And so, yeah, I can understand. That's why places like Frog Pants Media and Stitcher, which now takes feeds from Frog Pants and all the rest. I mean, that's why those places started up. So yeah, for people who are trying to grow their podcast audience so that they can monetize it, yeah, I understand. But I asked him about some of the terms he's using. He's using platform, and he's using community. And these are words that mean something specific to me as a podcaster since 2007. There's something that means something specific to me. Oh, I'm coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. Platform is your audience, for lack of a better term. Community is also audience. But platform is one of those weird weasel words that has multiple meaning. So Facebook is called a platform. But it's also called a community. Facebook community. If you think about Facebook as a technical platform, as a means for delivering messages to individualized group of people, then it's a technical platform. Platform is, back in the day, was the people that you could rely on to buy your books. So it's also a community now. So these terms get shuffled around periodically. And there's a big movement on now, hence probably podcast movement, to take podcasting away from people like me, because I'm clearly not a podcaster, because I'm not trying to monetize my stream. I'm not trying to push this ramble out to every person possible. Despite the fact that it's not really the reason that I started it to begin with back in 2011. The idea that there might be reasons and purposes for podcasting beyond monetizing the stream, monetizing the channel, seems completely lost. Or maybe it's beyond comprehension, because these are people who really have put their heart and soul into creating these programming. This programming, these programs for entertainment, for information, for monetization, and trying to tap into some particular aspect of culture in order to be able to sell something to them, like advertising. I think that's it. I wrote, this raccoon has me on direct message this morning, and it's like, I asked him about these tools. It's like, okay, well, you're using these terms in ways that are not exactly clear to me. So what the hell are you talking about? And he gives me this bullshit answer. I said, well, okay, look, I'm a novelist. I do a podcast to reach out to my fans. It's just one of several channels, one of several communities, one of several ways that I connect with my larger audience. And you all know that. Many of you are on multiple of those. You read the blog. You get the newsletter. You hang out on... Some of you hang out in both of the Facebook groups. Yeah, the wind's turned warm again. But it always amuses me when somebody new comes into the podcasting space and starts talking about how podcasting works. Trying to educate Evo Terra is always amusing. And I suppose, in a certain sense, I'm that guy. I'm the get off my lawn, or in this case, get off my land. This raccoon kind of sets me off. He put up a poll this morning about how much do you earn from your podcast? So yeah, I'm pretty sure what he's doing is that he's setting himself up to be a sort of subscription-based aggregator where he charges podcasters to put their stream, give him their streams to distribute to the various outlets. Oh, excuse me. Belch. I need to go home and have some protein. I went to the store yesterday and I got donuts. And I did not get cat food, so I'm going to have to go back again. Not today, but probably, oh God, Labor Day. Probably tomorrow. I want to do it before Tuesday because I don't want to get snowed in. It's not going to snow that much. It's like 1 to 3 inches. It's not going to be that bad, but it's just the idea that it's going to be 90 degrees one day and snow the next. And it may not snow. I don't know. Anyway, I got a box of donuts yesterday. I got a dozen donuts. They're almost gone, but I got up this morning and I had a donut. A stale donut with my coffee. And I really need to be putting protein in there, not sugar. Not empty carbs. But they look so good, and they're only going to get staler as the day goes along. So I got to go home and put in some toast and get another cup of coffee. Start thinking about the words that I want to put down today. I need to take a day off here pretty quick. I've had, I don't know. Let's see, 40, that's like 50 plus days of walking in a row. I've had almost. No, I missed a day. I missed a day of writing a couple weeks ago. So that hasn't been as long a streak. I had a couple of days where I only got like 1,000 words or 500 words. But I'm gonna need to take a day off here pretty quick. Make it a play day. Someday when I don't have a SIFL meeting or a bunch of chores I need to take care of or any of the myriad things that could get between me and having a day off. It's funny, the air temperature is really weird this morning. I walked through cool pockets. It's like waiting through a lake. When you walk, you wade through a warm spot, and then the next 3 steps later, it'll be cold. So there's a warm spot, and now, yep, here's another cool spot. Weird, very interesting. Oh, yeah, I was looking eastward. I got sun dazzled. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.